One of the essential fundamental mitzvahs we fulfill at the Lo Seder is that of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And no doubt a very, very basic question that how that differs from the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And no doubt there are many, many answers and many differences we can point to. I think one thing is clear, the question only begins if you assume that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah in HaTorah, and you assume that it's a mitzvah in HaTorah even at night, even balayla. And this indeed is a significant machlokas. There is a comment of Or Sameach at the very beginning of Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Or Sameach points out that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos does not count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Taryag Mitzvos. One could explain that in many different ways, but Or Sameach writes that perhaps according to the Rambam, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only a din drabanan. Because when you look at the Psukim in Parshas Bo and Parshas Re'eh, it's hard to point to a specific pasuk that mentions a daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Parshas Bo, the Torah tells us, Zochar es hayom hazeh, that sounds like a chiyuv, but the pasuk ends, V'lo ye'achel chametz. It's not referring to a daily mitzvah. In Parshas Re'eh, Kol yemei chayecha, but there, the Torah tells us, Laman tizkar. Laman tizkar doesn't sound like a tzivui. It sounds as though it is a nesinas tam. And therefore, Sameach writes, maybe the mitzvah entirely is only a din d'rabbanan. We assume that that's not the case. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, indeed, a mitzvah d'araisa. But there is a machlokas rishonim, a rashba, in the sugyan brachos, yabezim, abezim, gimlam, and aleph. Is that so clear when it comes to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim balayla? That, you know, is the Shita of Ben Zoma, what we recite in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the ribui of kol yemei chayecha, the ribui of kol. Is that a din d'araisa or is that only a din d'rabbanan? The Shita of Ra'ah is explicit, that's only an asmachta ba'alma. Meaning that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, with the exception of the Lo Seder, is never at all a mitzvah midaraisa. Shagasari writes, Semin Yud, Semin Yud Beis, we paskin like Rov Rishonim that A, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah daraisa, and it's a mitzvah daraisa not only by yom but even by laila as well. If that really is true, then that begs the question of the Manishtana, why is it that Sipur indeed is different? And no doubt discussed at length, and one could cite many, many differences between what we do with Hillel Seder as opposed to the mitzvah daraisa each and every day and night. Rav Slavechik would often comment that there is one difference that the Rambam explains in Sefer HaMitzvos, Kufnun Zayin, that's the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you look in Sefer HaChinuch, in mitzvah Chaf Aleph, it's explicit, and that is Hallel Vehoda. Hallel Vehoda. Every day we acknowledge the fact that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Borei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Manhig, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that's not enough when it comes to the Lo Seder. There is an absolute chiyuv of avodah to incessantly thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this experience. And therefore, Mefurish and Sefer HaChinuch, that Hallel is part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is strongly, strongly implied in the Rambam in Kufnun Zayin as well. The notion that you have of Hallel. Abu Durham writes that realize that the term of Haggadah, Higad Tiyom Hashem Elokecha, a Targum Yerushalmi, Shvachis, Haggadah means Shevach Vahoda. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hallel is part of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lechem Oni, She'on Lo Dvaram Harbe, Rashi, She'gomrim Alav, Es HaHallel. Hallel here is not just simply a Hallel which is B'Toras Yantiv, the language of the Ran, in the name of Rav Haigon, it's a Hallel B'Toras Omer Shira. The fact that this Hallel is different, and maybe that this Hallel really is a Din D'Araisa, I think there's a fascinating diuk in Rambam. The Rambam, in the very beginning of Shoresh Rishon, writes that the very first Shoresh in Taryag Mitzvos is a mitzvah has to be min HaTorah. Mitzvos D'Rabbanan have no place in Taryag Mitzvos Ner Moshe Mi'Sinai, and with that, the Rambam takes issue with the Bahag that seemingly counts several mitzvos d'rabbanan as part of taryag mitzvos. So the Rambam writes, how can this be? For example, the Bahag counts Hallel, Hallel. And the Rambam writes, Hallel is only a din Drabanam, Per Gimelov, Hilchos Chanukah. And the Ba'al counts it mina mitzvos. And the Rambam writes, the Ba'al counts it mina mitzvos. The Rambam writes, the Ba'al counts Yudches Yomim, 18 mitzvos of Aleph. You look in the Ba'al's Taryag mitzvos, the Rambam writes, not one mitzvah, but Yudches Yomim, 18. How can that possibly be? They're only dinim drabanan. It has no place in mina mitzvos. It's always good to look up these makoros. Take a look in Halachos Gedolos. The Bahag has 19 mitzvos of Allah. From Kuf Aleph to Kuf Yudes. Not 18. The Bahag has 19 mitzvos of Allah. Fascinating. The Rambam writes, how can it be that the Bahag counts the 18 mitzvos of Allah? It's one off? No. The Bahag has 19. You know what? I think the answer is clearly 19, yes. But the 19 includes the Lel Seder. The Lel Seder. And that, the Rambam admits, that certainly as a din daraisa. The critique of the Rambam, you cannot include dinim drabanan. That's relevant for 18 of the mitzvahs at the Bahakans, but not to the 19th, that halal. Maybe indeed that's a halal, which is daraisa. You'll ask me, but the Rambam doesn't count halal at all. The Ram doesn't even count halal below Seder. How can you argue that according to the Ram it's a din daraisa? I would answer exactly that point, that it's not a separate mitzvah, but rather that's part of the experience of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, that recognize that you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu incessantly for Geula, for Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore part of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Chol Dor Vador, that lefichach means this is not a separate standalone chiyuv, but this is the exalted way that we celebrate the Lel Pesach, and therefore Hal is considered to be part of. The Netziv writes that the Suda that we have at the Seder is a Suda Soda, and what better way of demonstrating a Suda Soda than flanking the Suda on both ends by Halel? You begin with Halel, and all of a sudden you have your Suda, and then you conclude the Halel. Isn't that a hefsek b'emtza Halel? The answer is not, because that's the nature of the Suda Sayom. The Suda has various elements to it. Number one is Suda Yantiv. Number two, the opportunity of Pesach Matz and Mara, a fasting machlokas Rishonim. What is the role of the Mitzvah Salayla in the Suda Salayla? And then also a Suda Soda to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And therefore, the kiyumim of the halal, the kiyum of the sudas halai that we express at the Lel Seder. One of the answers that Reb Chaim gave, why it is that the Rambam does not count Zechiras Yetzias Yitzrayim and Sefer HaMitzvos, is maybe it's based on another Shoresh. After all, the Rambam writes in Shoresh Gimel that in order to be a mitzvah in Taryag Mitzvos, a mitzvah has to be Noheges Ledoros. No heges ledoros. It has to be something which is enduring. Even if in practice there are certain mitzvahs we can't fulfill, bizman hazeh, but in principle, the mitzvah indeed is no heges ledoros. You cannot count a horasha among taryag mitzvahs. Sometimes we think about a horasha, something Bnei Yisrael did once. Reb Chaim suggested, what about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? After all, now we do so, day in and day out. Yeah, but what about Lahavi Limos HaMashiach? We paskin like Ben Zoma. The mitzvah applies now, but the mitzvah is not Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. The mitzvah is going to change. The mitzvah, in a certain sense, will come to an end. Ben Zoma cites a pokens in Yirmiyahu. Hinei yamim b'aymam Hashem lo yeyamer od. When we experience the Gula Asida, we're not going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yetzias Mitzrayim. We are going to engage in Sheva, Chodah, Halo for the Gula that we experience. If that really is true, this is an extended Horasha, and therefore not to be counted in Sefer HaMitzvos. And that was one of the terutzim that Reb Chaim suggested, why the Ram does not count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim against Rosh Sameach. Rosh Sameach said a din derabanan, the Rambam no, a din deraisa, but it is not something which is no heges ledoros. That Rambam in Shor Shlishi is magnificent, that how do you know a mitzvah has to be no heges ledoros? The Rambam writes, because Torah Tzivon Moshe, Morasha gives Yaakov. Morasha, a heritage, is something which is absolutely enduring. And the Rambam gives another example, that Torah is referred to as Morasha, And Nasati Nechemarashani Hashem, Eretz Yisrael is Amarasha. And therefore, our link to Eretz Yisrael is not a Horasha. It's something which is absolutely enduring, because Morasha means something that is everlasting. It is not something that is here today and gone tomorrow in any shape or form. And therefore, if Sefiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to come to an end, so therefore, it doesn't have a place in Minyan HaMitzvos of Morasha, Morasha, Kilas Yaakov. I'll ask you a very simple question. What about Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? That the Rambam has in Sefer HaMitzvos, Kuf Nun Zayin, Mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. That means, indeed, it is no Heges L'doros. It's no Heges L'doros. Okay, so apparently a contrast. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not no Heges L'doros, but Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim indeed is. Why would that be true? Why would that be true? If there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Hinei Yamim Bamnu Hashem Lo Yamer Od, why would I say that that's true when it comes to Zechira, but not true when it comes to Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? And I think that's exactly the answer. If I were to ask that, why is it that we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim each and every day, the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's not part of Hallel, it's not part of Hodah, it's simply part of Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. We accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech. You know what a Melech means? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Borei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Manhig. It's not enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but HaMechadish B'tuv HaMechol Yom Tamid, Hashkachas Hashem is part of our Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. Literally, HaKol B'gzeras Elyon. And therefore, if you're Mekabel HaMalchus Shamayim, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha, you have to acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is an inherent part of Kabbalah HaMalchus Shamayim. We are Mekabel HaMalchus Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just your Borei, but HaMechadish B'tuvo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Manhig. And therefore, we cite Yetzias Mitzrayim as an example of Gvuras Hashem. And therefore, if that is true, so I understand very well the Shita Ben Zalma. If we have to cite an example of Gvuras Hashem, right now we're going to cite Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we experience Nevezas Hashem, the Gula Asida, we're going to reference Yetzias Mitzrayim. There we can mention the current experience. That will be an incredible, incredible revelation of Gvuras Hashem. Why do you have to work back? Why can't you simply acknowledge this as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei? Imagine you experience Gula and you have to affirm HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Manhig based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, Ben Zoma says, realize that right here in Es, but not Vlasilavo. What about Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is an opportunity of Hodah. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Imagine the following. You know, you're at a difficult stage in life, and a person just goes out of their way and does something for you that is absolutely beyond, and almost like a personal redemption. You know, the least you can do is to thank the person. Thank the person for what that individual did. Okay, I did thank him. I thank him each and every day. You know what? A person finds himself in a similar situation later in life. And guess what? That very same person comes forward. And you know what? He bails you out again. And all of a sudden, you know, what he did then, he does a second time. You have to say thank? Of course. The fact that I thank a person for that second, that subsequent experience, that substitutes for my chiyuv of shevach v'hodah for what I experienced before. When it comes to an example of gvura, I can say you can substitute A for B. When it comes to hodah, that there's substitution when it comes to hodah. You know, hodah compounds daily. If I experience another basis of hodah, you know what it means? I have to thank for that and more. Not just for this and not at all for that. And therefore, if part of the essence of the Lel Seder and Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is absolute Shevach V'Hodah, imagine, we Bezras Hashem experience a Gula Asida, and maybe, yes, certain references indeed could change, or that Ramban, right, in Parshas Bo, and HaChodesh is Alachem, But you know what? It's not going to replace. It's not going to substitute for. It means that and more. Because Hodah compounds. There's never a reason kind of to move on and to fail to give proper thanks for an experience of the past. That I would tell you is exactly, Dayenu. We experience one chesed after another, but there is no substitution. No, each one supplements the other, and it increases, it magnifies incrementally the chiyuv of Hodah. And therefore, well, of course, Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim is no heges ladoros. Even if we assume that that's not true when it comes to the chiyuv of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, yes, Reb Chaim's teretz, one of the teretzim, that the Ram doesn't count Zechira because it's a Rosha, not Oheges Ladoros, but Kufnun Zayim, Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, of course. That is something that is absolutely Oheges Ladoros because of the element of Shevach Vahodah. And that requires time, that requires work, that requires, you know, Hachana. It's so obvious that, you know, to prepare for Pesach, it requires windows of Hachana. It's not only true physically, it's true in terms of a mindset, it's true of a consciousness, it's true of how it is that you position yourself to be able to fulfill the mitzvah salai in the most appropriate way. The more that you know, the more that you invest, the more that you learn, it's not just Asik Batorah, but it's going to enhance. My hope is that this year, the limud of Seches Beis, it enhances. It enhances the Yontif experience. Not just simply the Asik Batorah, but it should be a different type of Yontif. All of a sudden now, how we act, and Yontif, and Chalamoi, the Shifos, the Kedusha Sayon, the Sigis of Mitoch, they come to life in terms of how it is that we experience. And that's how a Ben Torah experiences a sense of Yontif, where the Yontif enhances the Limud, and the Limud enhances the Yontif, and therefore, that's our mindset, that's our consciousness. You know, what's the Chol Moed trip? You didn't see as of yet. No, that's the Tiyul, no? That's the tour of doing so. You need a little bit of downtime, I understand, but you know what? But Shifos for how to be able to experience a true sense of absolute Yontif. So I'll tell you in terms of how it is that we celebrate Yontif and how we experience a break from the yeshiva. That's something you have to give incredible thought to. So number one, I'll tell you this. In terms of kamos and echos and learning, you have to have goals. You have to have goals. What am I going to accomplish during this time? What chazara am I going to do? How many times am I going to review all the sugyas indeed that we've learned? If as of yet you haven't finished the Masechta or the Chazar on the Masechta, you know what? Now's the time to do so. What no limudim? Don't be caught flat-footed, you know? Don't look at the end of the Ben Hazmanim and say that, you know what? I could have done more. See what you can do. Kamos and Echos, yes, you'll have time to be able to regroup, but accomplish in learning. That's the real chayrus that a person can do. And I will tell you that aside from that, you have to be a walking example of Kiddush Hashem. You're going to go back to your community. You have to be Mekadesh Shem Shamay. Realize, you go back to your shul, all eyes are on you. You know, everybody is going to be looking to see that, you know what, are you the first one in? Are you the last one out? Are you there when davening begins? Are you kind of like walking in late? Are you davening as a bentor? You know, the Rav gets up and gives a drasha. The Rav gets up and gives a shir. You know, don't you dare walk out. Don't you dare. And don't sit there with the sefer in front of you as though I have better things to do. I know more. No. That's not how to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. You be there. Be a Kiddush Hashem. Rachman Litzlan, it shouldn't be a... imagine there'll be people in your shul where parents are considering, where should we send our sons? Should our son go to yeshiva? Should he not go to yeshiva? Realize that you're going to walk in as a ben yeshiva, and you're going to be that example. You know, and if the example is that, you know, the Rambam and Perkei Yefuchas Yisori HaTorah, a Kiddush Hashem, you know what? That's the hashpah that you might have in sending others to yeshiva as well. And if that's not the example, imagine the Rav who they respect is getting up to give a shiur, and you're gonna walk out and so on. You know what? It'll be so easy for them to say, you know, that's not the midah that I want my children to absorb, and maybe they can deal without. Imagine. You have to recognize you have an incredible, incredible opportunity. If you have opportunities in your shul to say Divrei Torah, if Rav will ask you maybe possibly to say a shiur, grab those opportunities. Now, don't say, you know, I'm not prepared. You learn the Sechus Beitza the whole year. You're not prepared to say a Dvar Torah an Inyani Yantiv, an Inyani Pesach. Prepare yourself. Position yourself to be Mekadei Shem Shamayim. You'll bring incredible, incredible Nachas Ruach to your parents and to the Kehillah, and you never know the Hashpa that you're going to have. Seize these opportunities, literally, to be Mekadei Shem Shamayim. See to it that you accomplish, that you continue to grow, and that Bezras Hashem, when we gather after Yontif, you know, we do so with a passion, we do so with an enthusiasm, already with the Yemei HaSfira, you know, with a goal of Kabbalah HaTorah. That's what I want to see, that passion and that enthusiasm. Baruch Hashem, you know, like unlike most yeshivas, we kind of see to it that the Ben Hazmanim is shorter, and that, you know what, even during this week, you know, that Baruch Hashem, shiurim in Esek B'Torah, you know, Baruch Hashem, I'm exceedingly proud of the Talmidim, very grateful to the Rebbeim. This is a difficult time of the year, just in terms of busyness. You know, it's easy to find excuses, you know, not to position yourself in the Beis Medrash. The fact that so many of you are here, and that Baruch Hashem, the storm of the yeshiva indeed continued, right, is something which is the basis of incredible, incredible zchus. And Bezras Hashem, that individually as yeshiva will be zocha to a robust siyata d'shmaya. Use the time that you have as effectively as you can. You know, position yourself now in the shuls, in the bate midrashim, in your communities. Do the chazaras. Daven with a sense of real hislavos. You know, that show yourselves and show, you know, others as well that, you know, learning transforms. You come back after Rizman as a different person. Realize you're privileged. And that's part of Shevach V'Hodah that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this time. Because in a word, many differences between Zechir and Sipur, that's clear. But in a nutshell, no, that reenactment of Yetzias Mitzrayim and to experience Nisim in real time and to be able to give Shevach V'Hodah L'Fichach Anach L'Chayob V'Hodos L'Halo, that's really who we are when it comes to the Yontif experience. And Bezras Hashem, you should have the continued siyata d'shmaya to be able to grow, to bring incredible nachas ruach to the yeshiva, to your rebbeim, to your parents, to Knesset Yisrael, and most importantly, to Kadosh Baruch. Okay. It's an opportunity if there are any questions that you have that can be helpful. Yes. Why are there aspects of?
Well, there's preparation and even during the holiday itself, which are really difficult.
That are difficult.
Yeah.
You know, there is a comment the Ramban has in Vayikra Yurches, where the Ramban writes that Chaye ha'odam b'mitzvos Hashem kefi hachanos alayim. You know, your life in mitzvos is how you prepare. You know, the Gon writes the Schar Mitzvah b'hayam alecha. You know what? The Schar that we get for the mitzvah itself, that's something which is awaiting us. In this world, Yechayeh Omeyamayim, the Gon writes, it's all of these hachanos. You know, I often tell the women in the shul, and the women in the kehillah, the women in the community, that, you know, you're preparing for Pesach, and some of it can seem a little bit arduous, you know? It's avodah session. I even told families, you know, we don't have so many, but we have families that go away for Pesach, you know what? Imagine if you're home for Pesach, you're spending probably tens of hours preparing for Pesach. Tens of hours of Avodah Hashem. So if you happen to be going away for Pesach, you know what? Okay, you're going away for Pesach. But how are you going to fill up those tens of hours of Avodah Hashem? So the answer must be, okay, it's not going to be cleaning and cooking and preparing the home because maybe we're not going to be there, but what's the substitute? What are you going to be doing? We don't vacation in Avodah Hashem. So, of course, hachana, the most important things in life require immense, immense hachana, immense hachana. And sometimes we have a mindset of, you know, that why do we have to prepare? You know, almost like easy come, easy go. You know, let's just do it and it's done. But no, kafi hachana salahem. So it is true that, you know what, that this is true of what a person does in this world, hachana for, you know, the olam ha'emes. And there's certain mitzvos that require an abundance of hachana. You know, the machlokes and the psachim and dafnon, the balamor and the malchamos and the ravid. Why is there nisr malach and pesach? Is it expressly because of Karban Pesach? Or maybe it's because of the hachana for the mitzvah sayom? And that discussion of Balamor and Ravid, of what about Erev Sukkos? Erev Sukkos is always a busy time as well, that, you know, hard to know who's busier on, you know, during that time. It's unusual. We'll do the Sigvera Tashilin, you know, that the Gemara, you know, maybe Mikar Hadin, a person later of Tashilin, Mamash on Yantif, maybe that would be the ideal time. Oh, we're referring to Shema Yivshe, no? That if you wait till Yantif, you may forget, so therefore, do it in a more relaxed time. Do it on Erev Yantif, so I'll lay the Erev Tashilin, you know? Everyone was so, you know, disciplined in terms of their hachanas, the Ritva rites, in the beginning of Safim, that they used to open up the house, and they used to flood the house with chicken, no? That they would eat all the crumbs off of the floor. And I think about that, how, you know, that our wives, our mothers would take to that, of that type of beer chametz, having the chickens just invest. But everybody has their hachan in their own way. But hachan is critical. Hachan is critical. That, in my mind, that separates the men from the boys. Now, so we don't have the, you know, hour before davening and the hour after davening with the chassidim ha-rishonim, but it's something to strive for. Not only the mitzvah, but the hachan shiva. And that, I think, is quite significant. Right. It is, you know, many different deals. I'll tell you what I personally do. The challenge really is clear, and that is, you know, what and when do you eat when it comes to Erev Pesach Chalosh B'Shabbos? Realize, as I mentioned earlier in the week, that those who are selling the chametz through me, that may be true of selling it through your oven as well, is that we exclude the chametz that you're going to be using for the Shabbos meals. That we have as a built-in exclusion. Maybe there are others that know everything is sold by the guy, and the guy is granting permission to be able to utilize his food for you during the Shabbos meal. Right? And in our mechira, there are different days whether it should be explicit or not, but as you saw here, it was encoded in the nusach of the shtar itself that we are indeed excluding the chametz that you're going to be used for the purpose of biur, and excluding the chametz that used for the sudos of Shabbos as well. So therefore, you must be very, very vigilant. If you have chametz that is left over after those sudos, they'll make sure that they are disposed of properly. Right? Don't have an abundance of leftovers. Right? See to it that it's a minimal. Right? If there are small pieces and crumbs, I would suggest flush those things down the toilet, and therefore it's not subject to the mechira. There is bittul, but we don't just rely on bittul and bittul alone. The challenge, of course, is at Shabbos, and therefore you have to have three sudos. Ideally, Reish Tzadi Aleph, we have the three sudos ala pas in a typical Shabbos, and the timing of the sudos is also critical as well. Shalosh Shudos is either after Tfilas Mincha or at least during the zman of Tfilas Mincha. In Reish Tzadi Aleph, Moslavichuk wants to explain that maybe that's the Rambam or Lamedev Ocha Shabbos, that the Rambam describes the Chatzi L'Hashem and Chatzi L'Hashem not just simply as divide your day, but like almost a Seder Hayom, Tfila and Suda. And therefore, that typically speaking, of course, Shalosh Shudos is late in the afternoon. The difficulty with, of course, Erev Pesach is that what exactly would you use for those particular sudos? You surnat can have chametz, the Zman Isra Achila has begun, the Rishalmi, that you don't have matzah on Erev Pesach, and therefore, no chametz, no matzah, what indeed is done. In Reish Tzadi Aleph, there are options for Suda as well. And even though, typically speaking, the Mechaber writes, Reish Tzadi Aleph, that one should wash for Shalosh Shudos, maybe that can be a simple etzah. And that is, you'll have Shalosh Shudos, right, after the Zman HaMincha, and you'll have that peiros, you'll have basar, you'll have oaf, you'll have dagim, you'll have something else without having the mizonos, without having vamotzi. That's one day in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reis Sadi Aleph. In fact, the Mechaber earlier, Kuf Peches, writes that if on a typical Shabbos a person fails to say Ritzei in benching, you don't repeat because it's Machlokas Roshonim, whether pas indeed is necessary. A very common practice is to see to it that, no, we'll have all three sudos in pas, and we'll do so before the Zman of the Isra Achila begins. So when it comes to Lel Shabbos, okay, obviously that's not the problem. What you have during that Suda is not so simple. I would say that Mi'ikar Hadin, for those who eat matzah during this time, I think you can have matzah at the Friday night Suda. Rov Poskim assumed that that Isra of the Yerushalmi, not to have matzah on Erev Pesach, does not apply to the Laila. There is such a diuk in Magen Avram that it does apply. It does apply by Laila. And Rav Moshe does write that it's a midas chasidus to be machmer for that Magen Avram, not to have matzah even on the Friday night as well. But mi'ikar hadin, right? Rov Poskim assumed that indeed would be mutter. And therefore, that's going to be a practice at home that they're serving matzah at that time. Oteu, absolutely, absolutely fine. When it comes to the day meals, the day meals, I would suggest to use a form of pas, but be very, very careful. You know, I would suggest use a pas that is not going to have an abundance of crumbs, that you can easily eat, that you can easily discard. In my home, we use pita, right? We don't use the very large pita. We use like the smaller pita. The advantage of the smaller pita is you can get, you know, almost the whole thing in your mouth in one try. And therefore, you can, if you have to divide it, you can divide it as well. And then to have, you know, one suda, I'm sure in your shuls are going to be davening very, very early, leaving ample time for two sudos before the Zman Achila. I would suggest to have one suda, and then to take a break. The Mishnah Berura in Tuf Mem Dalet doesn't mention a shir, but to have a break in between the meals. It's called in the name of the Chazon Ish, to try, if you can, to have a break of a half hour. I would suggest to have a shini makom, to go ahead and take a little bit of a walk, to leave your house, and then return and have the second meal and finish the chametz before the Zman HaYisr. So ideally, I would recommend having three sudos on pas, possibly the first suda Friday night using matzah. There are other things that indeed could be done. Matzah shira is a very significant discussion in Lamdas, whether that's an option, whether indeed that's not. Practically speaking, it's not so recommended. Number one, the shilas of matzah shira. Number two, the amount that you would have to consume of matzah shira to make sure it's kviya suda is a larger shir as well. And there are other eitzes as well. I'm sure perhaps the Rabbanim will speak about on Shabbos of frying matzahs and cooking matzahs and baking and so on. I would suggest the simple eitzes, and that is that if you can daven early, two sudas before the zman, and then later in the afternoon, to be able to have some other form of achila to fulfill the shalosh shudas after the Zman Mincha based on Simen Reis Sadi Aleph. That's what I'd recommend. Yeah.
Every year we have a chiyuv, so you ourselves as if we went left Mitzrayim that year, right? So how is someone able to be kind of that mitzvah? Like, is it machshava? Is it like maisa? What does he have to do with that?
No. It's probably one of the most difficult aspects of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not the difficulty of eating the matzah, eating the maror, but chayav adam liros asatzo, to be able to position yourself, to see yourself as though you're eating Mitzrayim. The Rambam writes, leharos asatzo, to demonstrate, kilo ato mimitzrayim, as if you're leaving Mitzrayim this minute. That's very hard. I'll tell you also why it's so hard. You know, if you take a look at the very beginning of the Haggadah of the Nesivos, it's very unusual, you know. The Nesivos' first kasha in Teretz, it's a kasha I was never asked, and it's probably a Teretz I would not give. You know, the Nesivos was asked the following. We're living in such dire time of persecution. How can you pretend to be a Ben Chorin? How can you pretend to be a Ben Chorin? That's the theme of the first Nesivos. Now, you live in such an oppressive galus. How is it that we can act like a Ben Chorin? It's like a peasant is doing Haseba. It sounds so artificial. And you know what the Teres and Nesivos is? That's true. But just like a Kadosh Baruch redeemed us from Mitzrayim, when we were absolute Avadim, so Be'ezras Hashem, a Kadosh Baruch redeemed us now as well. You know, like, it's unusual. We live in such times of freedom and liberty, affluence. You know, we don't have any trouble pretending to be a ben chorin. Huh? It's so easy for us to be a ben chorin. The challenge for us is the opposite. Not like, how are you misavel and tisha b'av? No, for us, that's a challenge. You know, for our grandparents and great-grandparents, you know, they were living in different times. It was obvious that galus was galus. For us, you know, galus doesn't seem so bad. You know, if I were to tell an Erlich Yid generations ago Mashiach was not going to come so fast, they'd be crushed. You know what? That in our generation, Mashiach's not going to come so fast? Okay. Is it really so bad? And that's a real challenge. Shabbos Lamed Aleph, to be mitzapeh Yeshua in a galus of chesed, that's very, very, very hard. We have every opportunity. We have every freedom. We have every liberty. Oh, okay, maybe it's true that in the past year we're not as smug and comfortable as we felt last year. Okay. But relatively speaking, we have every opportunity before us. And that really is a challenge. How to recognize galus and how to be mitzapeh liyeshua. And that's very, very difficult. You know, so here it is that you live in opulence, and you have every opportunity, and you're told to see yourself as though you're an Eved who now experiences Cheiros. That's something which is very difficult. But you have to realize Golus is just more than Avdus and Cheiros. You know, we have so many opportunities, but you know, we live in a time where, yes, we see Hashgachas Hashem, but there's so much that we're missing, so much that we don't have, and we have to recognize that the Lo Seder is such an opportunity, and therefore that's part of the preparation for. You learn the sukkahs of the avod of Erev Pesach, you know? You realize that, not that we have so much, we have so little. We're missing so much that is essential to the Kedusha Sayom, to the Yantif, and to the Pesach experience. So it is a challenge. You have to really see, how is it that we can see ourselves as though we're leaving Eretz Mitzrayim? And I think that it's Sivrites and Shiltos. Now that's the mitzvah Sipritzius Mitzrayim. It's a halal b'shas anes, Rav Haigo. A halal b'shas anes, as though in real time we're experiencing. Well, son of Hotzi Mishal. After all, v'nomar lafanav shira chadasha. This is a new shira on the nes that we experience. And that requires a mindset. That requires a condition. The more you prepare yourself, the more you understand, you know, the more the Divrei Torah. And it's very, very nice that the Divrei Torah are lamdus and halacha. Beautiful. But it can't just be limited to that. It can't be limited to that, you know. My experience at the Seder is the brisker of an haseba. You know, that's true. It enhances your haseba. But time has to be spent on the storyline of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, we did that when we were young. And then Baruch Hashem, we come to yeshiva now, you know, why discuss that at the Seder? Why not discuss, you know, Heseva and Sveika the Rabban and Lekula, and what is Likuvin, what is not, and the Shiurim, and you know, which is Dikar Mitzvah Achilas Matzah. All of that is incredible. All that's incredible, but not instead of, in addition to, like, understanding the theme of the Seder in and of itself. You know, maybe it's surprising that the first mitzvah Klal Yisrael was given is HaChodesh Zalachem. I don't think it's surprising, because that is the greatest manifestation of Cheiros. You're an Eved that has no control over time, and all of a sudden you're Ben Chorin, where you have absolute control over time, and you have an opportunity to be Mekadesh Zman. An Eved has no opportunity to be Mekadesh Zman. An Eved is over this Rabbah, Ben Biyom, Ben Balayla. That is the greatest manifestation. I remember Slavichik once explaining, why do you start the Seder with Kol Dichve? Now, inviting people, you're an Eved. An Eved does not have the right to invite anyone to their table. You're an Eved. Imagine if the Eved all of a sudden invites friends to a table. The Balabayas will say, that's really not your role. What greater manifestation of Cheirus is a Kol Dichve? Yesev Yecho, Kol Ditzrich. You can be a Gomel Chesed. You can invite others to join with you. You can experience the Tzias Mitzrayim together. You know, that's something which is an incredible opportunity of Cheiros. So that, no doubt, that really is a challenge. And that requires the Achana. How to make the events of Tzias Mitzrayim real, especially living in times of a galus of Cheiros. Yeah. There is a chiyuv in each and every yontif that's true of v'samachta b'chagecha. And the question was how to be able to express that sense of simcha. It is a machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam Tosus might cut daf yadal no veis, where Tosus writes, simcha b'zmanazeh is only drabanan. Imagine. Simcha b'zmanazeh is only drabanan. Because how can you have simcha without a beis hamikdash? How can you have simcha without aliyah l'regel? And therefore simcha b'zmanazeh is drabanan. Wow. We assume, like Rov Rishonim, against that day in Tosus, like the Rambam, Perek Vav, Efechus Yantif, that no, a mitzvah daraisa of simcha, shar mine smachos, also is a din daraisa. And the Rambam delineates, no, in Perek Vav, how do you reach that? How exactly do you reach that? You know? And it's different. It's different. It's different for men. It's different for women. It's different for children. You know, that's something which is also striking. It's not just one size fits all when it comes to how it is that you reach that goal, that element of simcha. And that's something that a person also has to work on. What is the definition of simcha? I will tell you my cutting daf yadam. Yisamach delifnei Hashem Elokecha. You see yourself as though you're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch. That's why simcha and avelos can't coexist. Because after all, that simcha is being bifnei Hashem. And avelos represents an element of almost a mir kvod shamayim, almost a sense of a distance, a sense of hastara. And therefore, it can't coexist. The Gemara says something unusual, that kohen gadol v'shar yimos hashana ki Yisrael b'regel damya. A kohen gadol is in the stands every day. It's not that the kohen gadol has a chiv of simcha every minute. But the Rav used to explain, the Kohen Gadol has to be Bifnei Hashem. Always. Now, the Big Day Kahuna, it's Maratza. The Rav describes his existence was the Mikdash Hashem. That really is Simcha. Ad Kadei Kach, the Tosus writes, the Rav Yisrael Mikdash, Simcha is only a Dinder Rabban. But the answer is that you can reach that. You can reach a level of Simcha, even Bisman Hazen. But as the Rambam writes, it's not Simcha's Kreso. It's not just satisfying your physical needs. Simcha means that you recognize that you're Bifnei Hashem. So, it's necessary to celebrate physically. That certainly is true. Simcha doesn't allow for an isra of tainus, and simcha demands an element of achila. Doesn't necessarily require a kviya sasud ala pas, the first chubas Rabbi Kivega, but nonetheless, it requires that you celebrate physically. But all of that is to channel the real simcha that a person feels, I'm in the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, famous, the Rav Soloveitchik used to distinguish different types of mitzvahs. Sometimes there's a mitzvah where the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyama mitzvah are one, like Achilas Matzah. You eat the matzah and you fulfill the mitzvah, Baratuch L'matzos. And sometimes where there's a Maisa mitzvah, in order to elicit, in order to reach a level of a Kiyama mitzvah, Kriya Shman Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim, Tfila and Amid Lifnei Hashchina. Simcha, yes, the simcha requires Besara Kabbana, simcha requires Yayin, it requires Achila, but not as an end in and of itself, as a means to, an emotive response when it comes to Yantar. And Esek Batar, of course, the sugi we had in Beis Andav, Tezvavim Adbeis, no? That type of simcha of being able to spend the day of Yontif involved in Esek HaTorah, not Rabbi Lezer, just incredible. You know, that all day shi, as a way of being able to fulfill simcha and even beyond simcha. Shabbos, Purim, and the like, that even beyond. So, that's something that informs. These are tools, means to an end, to be able to express that a person really sees themselves as being a Bifnei Hashem. And that's part of the challenge of the Kedusha Sinai. Okay. Yeah.
What's Rebbe's classic /narrator that Rebbe always uses during the Seder?
Yeah. But, you know, I have many, many favorites. You know, many favorite children, many favorite mesechtas. You know, like many, many favorite. This point of v'nodelacha shir chadash and v'nomela fanav shira chadasha, that you have to see every seder as a new, fresh experience. It's not the same seder of old. You know, Tosus writes in the Kufte Zayin, v'nodelacha shir chadash, shir is b'loshen zachar. Tosus writes the following in the name of the Medrash, that there's a different experience of having a child between the father and the mother. The father experiences absolute simcha. And he tries to empathize with the pain that his wife has experienced in mechevel leida. But the experience is one of simcha. And a woman who gives birth, you know, it's a balanced experience, simcha, but also it's accompanied by chevle leida. So Tosus writes in the Medrash the following, that whenever we refer to song in this world, it's a balanced, it's a tempered experience, and therefore that's always shira, v'nomer lefanav shira chadasha. And the bracha asher galanu is v'nodeh l'shachir chadash, that the shira, which is tempered, which is balanced, because this is simcha and galus, that this should result in absolute shir chadash. Mizmer shir yom ha-shabbos, we always recite in davening, yom shekulo shabbos. How do you know it's a reference to yom shekulo shabbos? Maybe a pashup shab because of shir, not shira. What Tosus writes, shir means that which is considered to be, you know, pristine. So that's a balance, to be able to experience the seder b'torah shira, that we recognize what we have, but we realize we're not exactly there. So much of the mitzvah sayom we're not able to fulfill. But at the same time, to be aspirational in terms of that v'nod l'cha shir chadash al gulasena v'apadus nafshenu. So that to me is something which is meaningful. I also happen to like the 1819 of Halal. I think that's a good gemara, kind of say over as well, but not instead of the storyline. No, in addition to. Yeah. Okay. Good.
When do you recommend airing the horseradish? Putting out with my garganta, grinding the horseradish, air in the Shabbos.
Yeah, I would do so, and there, all that I would suggest doing so in advance, even though there is either way the chomer and kula of a price, right? But I would suggest really doing so, unless you're using like larger chunks to be able to use as opposed to actual, you know. But in terms of the grinding and so on, I would suggest doing that. You know.
And it can be a cover.
Yeah, in the cover. Yeah.
How much of, I guess, a round sheet of matzah or a square sheet is a kazayas?
It's not so simple. I would really suggest, like, a lot of work is done on the Shir Kazayis. Maybe we should have a workshop that I think would be very enlightening about the Shir Pruta and the Shir, because they seem like there's a lot to do. It there's such a range in the thickness of matzahs. You know, some matzahs you'll get are 6 matzahs a pound. Some matzahs are literally 10 matzahs a pound. Some of the matzahs are paper thin now it's hard to use the word typical. When you're dealing with a typical, let's say, pound of, let's say, shmur matzah, where I would suggest it's, let's say, 7 matzahs per pound. 7 matzahs per pound. So there I would tell you that for the larger shiurim, I would use at least 6x7. And for the smaller shiurim, I'd use 6x4. If one is using, let's say, for maro, the romaine lettuce, that's the thin leaves, that would be the size of like a sheet of notebook paper, 8x10. If you're using the stalks, I would tell you the size of an index card, or 3x5. I try to do it in terms that the students can relate to. Now, so index card, notebook paper, like in the, if it's 7 pounds of matzah, that's enough, which should be a shot. But be careful. Some matzahs are very, very thick. Some matzahs are very, very thin now, very thin. The Haredi matzahs are paper thin, where more shurim indeed are necessary, and try to do it within, you know, a short window of time. Mikra din, I would say the shiur of Kleilachias Pras is a several minute shiur, let's say 4 minutes. You know, the chumra, we go from 2 minutes to 10 minutes, but I would say the normal range is that way, to eat at, a hasty, a brisk pace, like that, no? A brisk pace, to make sure that indeed that it's done, and to really focus on the mitzvah sayom. there are different shiurim in terms of the dalakosos. The Chazon Ish shiur is over 5 ounces, 5.5 ounces. Rav Moshe has different shiurim, a larger shiur, a smaller shiur. If you're capable, I would use the larger shiur. The larger shiur is 4.42 ounces. And make sure you drink Rov Kos. That's the Machlokas Rishonim, or Revius Rov Kos, where Machmer and Pesach to have Rov Kos. And Tosus writes, it's a Hidu L'chadchila to drink Kolakos. So try to do that. If you can, a Kolakos of roughly about 4.5 ounces, that would be. But if you can't, don't risk overreaching at the beginning if it means that you're going to have to pull back, later and possibly not fulfill the mitzvah sayum properly. But so much had been written in terms of like what you have in shiurim and so many charts. I would take advantage of them. And maybe after Yantuk we can have a nice workshop on the shira of Kazayis, the shira Kavetz. It's a fascinating dihim. Yeah. Okay, good.
What's the topless of Nirtza? And does it differ from Adal
at all? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is interesting that I've always, maybe the Derev Drush, I've always interpret in the following way, that why is like that the conclusion of the Seder something which is so significant? I remember once hearing from the Rav that the mitzvah sayom play such an important role in terms of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Kiman Mefurish in the Gemara, Pesach Mekuv Tezayin, where if you hold matzah bizman hazeh drabanan, so Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is like drabanan. It's Gemara, a Furish in Gemara. No? The Gemara questions that Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes were blind. And if one assumes Summa Pata Milomar Haggadah, so how is that they led the Haggadah, right, for their family? So the Gemara answer is unusual, because Safra Matzah is Manazed Rabbanah. That's really unusual. We're not talking about Matzah. Sipra Tzias Mitzrayim. The Starkler just points out that Kimat and Furish in Gemara, that you can't have Sipra Tzias Mitzrayim without a Chiyuv and Mitzvah Sayon. So we don't have Pesach, we don't have Marad Arayis, we only have Matzah. And if you were told that Matzah is a Din D'Rabbanan, so you know what, that would mean Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim now is demoted to a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan as opposed to the Mitzvah D'Arayis. It sounds stunning. So the Matzah plays such an important role when it comes to the Seder. Rav Soloveitchik used to ask, that's very good for the first part of the Seder. No? You already ate the Matzah, and now you're going to have the Hemshek of the Seder, the Hal Haggadah. What happened to B'shoshesh Matzah Mamanochim Lefanecha? Where is that kim? And the Rav suggested that maybe halacha, maybe part of Haggadah, that's why Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen. That you have to make sure that the Tam Matzah remains with you, because the Tam Matzah has to linger on even above and beyond the time that the Achil indeed comes to an end. And that, I think, is an important hashgafa. The Gemara has some Sachem Kufid Gimel, Ezel Ben Olam Haba. So the Gemara has a couple of possibilities. A person, Magadol Banav L'Toru. That's wonderful. No? Or Eretz Yisrael. Mishayer Mikidush Lavdav. It sounds just very technical. Literally it sounds as though, you make sure that you have some wine left over from Kiddush in order to make Avdalah. That's like a Ben Olam Haba. So I had thought just simply in terms of Hashkafa, what that means? That you're celebrating the Kedusha of Shabbos, and Shabbos is coming to an end. The Ben Olam Haba is able to capture and to preserve that Kedusha of Shabbos, and see to it that it diffuses, that it continues above and bump beyond, that the Kedusha expressed in Kiddush is something that continues, even when a person is being mavda bin kodesh l'chol, a mitzvah, we use the mitzvah d'araisa of Tosefes Shabbos. So I think that's part of the challenge of the Seder as well. We experience, and then you have to make sure that the experience lingers. The Ramban writes this regarding the Avanim of Yaakov, The Ramban writes, incredible, that the Be'eros represented the Shalosh Regalim and Kimitzion Teitzei Sora, and Yantif were able to uncover a well. And when the Yantif comes to an end, you have to close it up, but latching on to preserving that experience, the Ramban writes, until the next Yantif comes for. Maybe that's part of the basis of a minhag, of having like a Ne'ilas Achah, to say to it, the shifas continue. So that I think also is part of like the significance of the nirsa, that when chasal sidra pesach, that certainly is true, but you know what? In certain ways, things come to an end, but in certain ways, really, it's only a beginning. And how one internalizes those messages, that I think is a crowning jewel of one who is zochet to be possibly a candidate to be a ben olam. Okay. Right, Bezras Hashem, we should continue to siyata deshmaya, use the yantif in order to maximize your kochos and nefesh. Bezras Hashem, right, after yantif, to be able to finish this man in an incredible, passionate, enthusiastic high of Avas Hashem, of Yiras Hashem, and Esek Petorah to continue to be Etzapel Yeshua.